The 32-hour work week, AI remixes dead music legends, and neural networks to identify poverty from satellite. This is AI for Everyone, a weekly roundup of the most interesting stories in AI and tech for non-tech people who like to keep themselves informed and educated about the latest developments from around the world. I'm Miles Dillon, and I believe that AI is going to have a positive impact on our lives, but those people who continually learn and adapt to the changes it brings will be the ones who benefit the most. Let's get into it for this week. Hey everyone, this week, quite a fun episode. See if you can guess who this is first.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Oh, come on Barbie, let's go party, 'cause I'm in a Barbie.
Of course, that was Johnny Cash singing I'm a Barbie Girl in the Barbie World, and obviously he never sung that, in case you didn't clock it. This remix is done completely by AI, asking the AI model to get Johnny Cash to sing a song in the style of Barbie Girl, giving them the lyrics of Barbie Girl and the songs of Johnny Cash. The AI is able to look at all of Johnny Cash's music and then recreate that song in the style of Barbie Girl. I think it's pretty cool. Some people are absolutely hating it. Obviously, they're saying it's like totally dethroning and defiling these unbelievable music legends. Let's listen to a couple of others. They're really cool. Well, I think they're cool anyway.
Be my mirror, my sword, my shield. Punish a new reason of power and steel. For some reason I can't explain. But once you've gone, there was never, never an honest word. And that was when I moved you were.
Quite clearly, Frank Sinatra there singing a quite recent song by Coldplay, Viva La Vida. It's really amazing. I think it's really cool. But it also doesn't just put Frank Sinatra's voice over the Coldplay song. It does it in the style of Frank Sinatra. And it even comes with the sort of the quality and the sound of a vinyl record as well. Like, it doesn't update it to the modern digital sound. One more I'll play to you here.
Let me tell ya. Get into what that man can eat at all. But things are big that should be small. Who can tell what magic spells we'll be doing for us? And I'm giving up my life to this one, only to be told I can see, I can breathe, no, I'm here with me. And nothing's gonna change the way we live, 'cause we can always take the never give. And never pays attention for the West Sea. What? It's a crazy world we're living in. And I just can't see that half of us and rest in sin is how we have it be. Feel just made out of virtual insanity. Now I've always seen to.
Now I love that. That's Freddie Mercury singing Virtual Insanity. I love that song. Big up to my friend Craig. We used to love that song when we were growing up. I just let that play out for a bit there. I don't think this has a huge impact on musicians at all. I don't think there's any real danger here for musicians' livelihoods or anything like that. The only people who are really up in arms about this is the music industry, who are saying, how are we going to claw back royalties from these things? Who owns the song? You know, all that stuff. I don't really care about that. I think people just need to chill out. It's actually just quite a fun thing to do, to get people who have died and passed away to be doing a sort of Radio 1 Live Lounge cover of a version of a song which they never would have been able to do. I just think this is really fun, a really fun thing that AI is able to do. Researchers have utilized and trained a deep convolutional neural network, DCNN, which is just a clever name for a sophisticated AI algorithm, to analyze satellite imagery for identifying poverty indicators. The DCNN was trained to outperform humans in accurately assessing poverty levels from low resolution satellite imagery. This has been very useful in identifying where there are high levels of poverty, where there are areas that are not being served by NGOs or the government's resources. And it reflects a kind of decision-making process that humans would use. And people have found it, or they were saying they found it to be a lot more objective representation of wealth and poverty across the world. Now, some of the benefits of this are it's very easy to track poverty over a period of time. It's also much easier to understand economic progress and look at images from 20 years ago up to now, or even 1 year ago up to now. It looks at things like infrastructure in an area, the roads, the transport. It looks at how many people travel out of the town and into the town each day by foot. It looks at how many people travel by bicycle. It's a bit big brothery, but you know, obviously I think they're trying to do something good here. So they can watch what people are doing, how far people have to walk to get water and come back. Some of the real benefits of this is that it is possible to track how poverty is decreasing across the world. And the good news is that over the last 20 years, where they're able to look at the satellite imagery, poverty has decreased over the world. And that's true for the last century or the last 2000 years, is that over the last century, and particularly using this new AI, over the last 20 years, poverty, or the number of people living in poverty, has been decreasing steadily over that time. Now, I'm not saying that there isn't awful poverty across the world, there is, but this is a really good way that we can track legitimately and also objectively, not by just someone who may have sort of predetermined opinions about poverty, but an AI which is trying to do it from a sort of unbiased perspective, that poverty is going down across the world. Senator Bernie Sanders and Representative Mark Takano introduced the 32-Hour Workweek Act to Congress last week to reduce the standard work week from 40 hours to 32 hours. This bill aims to ensure no loss in pay for workers while providing more time for family and personal activities. Sanders emphasised the need for technology's financial gains to benefit the working class, not just the corporate CEOs and shareholders, which I would fully agree with. Witnesses at the Senate hearing advocated for a better work-life balance, improved quality of life for workers, that people would be able to do more fun things with their family, be less stressed, probably all the benefits of having a bit less time at work. Some of the big supporters of this are people like Barack Obama. He is a big proponent of this 32-hour work week. JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon, Microsoft founder Bill Gates. They're all banging on for the 32-hour work week. And it seems to make sense to me. If AI can reduce the time that it takes you to do your job and take time out of your day doing boring, mundane tasks that you don't need to do anymore, then why not work less? But what they're saying is that will be fine, but all we're doing to people is making them work the same amount and do more work in that time. And what these guys were suggesting is let's make it the law to work. It's basically a 4-day work week. It's 32 hours, I think. And it seems to make a lot of sense to me. I would like to work a little bit less, but the work that I do, I'm not going to get paid anymore if I work less. The more I work, the more I get paid. But if you're in a job where you're employed by a large company and that company is making way more money based on the fact that they are now using AI to sort of simplify some of their workflows, I think that would make sense to reduce the work time that person has to do. I don't know how that's going to go, really. It doesn't seem to really flow with capitalism. This seems like a very socialist play, but it is going through Congress. They are trying to enforce it in a few places in America. Who knows if that's going to get through, but it is quite interesting that so many high-profile people are supporting this and trying to make it a part of the standard work-life balance. Different outro music today. I thought I would let Elvis Presley sing you Billie Jean. Have a little listen to that. Thanks so much for listening. See you guys next week. Bye. Just we dance on the floor in a round. She says I'm the one. Just we dance on the floor in a round. And people always show me, be careful who you love. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. And mama always told me, be careful who you love. Be careful what you do, 'cause love becomes a true. Billie Jean is not my